Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
94.7 WMAS with the Kelly crew. It's 5:53 on a Thursday. Good to have you here. Let's get to our first Feel Good of the Morning, brought to you by the Tommy Carr Auto Group and Northampton Volkswagen. This is a nice story about a restaurant owner who on the side is fixing cars and doing some good. His name is Elliot Middleton, and he's taking an aha moment and running with it. He's in South Carolina, runs a barbecue restaurant there, but also repairs cars on the side for a good cause now. Now, he has experience with fixing cars. Don't just think he goes out and just gives it a shot.
But how different is it than barbecuing, right?
Same thing, really. I lost my spatula in the engine. But I guess he's got this talent, and after Thanksgiving, he had a food drive there, and most of the people picking up the food walked, and some of them walked from a long distance to pick up food. So he decided to start fixing up people's cars and donating them to folks in need. So he basically gets cars that people don't want or don't run very well, and then he takes them, repairs them, and then donates them.
Wow.
So he's repaired and donated 33 cars after hearing the story, and then people have donated over 100 cars for the cause to help him repair.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's certainly keeping busy in his spare time,
I know,
that's for sure.
Is he still able to barbecue with all those cars?
I don't know. Throw some barbecue on the hot engines? I don't know. Making ribs today.
Both things at the same time. Done.
Right.
Left-hand spatula, right-hand screwdriver. He's got this.
There you go. With long arms, right? Still flipping stuff on the grill. Changing out spark plugs at the same
Very
time.
Very long arms.
All right, time now for What Would the Crew Do? Let's see if we can help somebody out. Looks like Steve sent us a question. He says, Dear Crew, I've been dating a girl for a few weeks, and I think she only likes me for my central AC. When we went on our second date, it was really hot out, and we went back to my place where it's nice and cool. Fast forward a few weeks, and she's practically living with me. She really loves the air conditioning because she talks about it all the time. She says in her apartment, which I've never been to, has horrible AC, and it's too hot to sleep there in the summer. Now I'm afraid she'll break up with me as soon as it gets colder. Am I being paranoid? So, Dina, let's go with you first. What suggestion do you have for Steve?
Have you done this?
I have not done this. I think you're maybe over worrying about this. Sure, it may be a perk to dating you that she gets to have this AC, and maybe she really is thoroughly enjoying it, but that doesn't mean it's the only reason she's with you. I mean, I couldn't imagine putting up with a person I'm not really interested in just for AC. I mean, you could go to a library for that. You know, get some good AC at a library.
Yeah, but you can't sleep there overnight unless you're Lopez.
That's true. I wouldn't fret over it. And you know what?
Don't tell them. They don't know yet.
If she leaves you when the fall comes, then I'm sorry, but enjoy the couple of months you do have with her then.
That's right. At least you can get hot and steamy in the AC.
There you go.
Could you like pretend like it's going to get worked on so you can't go to your place? Like, oh, they're doing some work on the AC and my place is just boiling hot so we can't hang out there for like 2 weeks and see what the relationship is like for the next 2 weeks?
I mean, I guess you could do that, but how long is your AC going to be out for? You know, because she knows it's just getting
Well, 2 weeks, I said.
Still in 2 weeks, you know. See, I think a lot of people probably do this. And I think that, you know, if you have a window unit, that's probably dateable. But if you have a central AC, that's marriage material, I'm guessing.
Oh.
You know?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. No, so, I mean, so I kind of agree. Marriage here. You know what I mean?
Work that into the vows.
Till death or AC breaking do us part. I like that. Well, there's a new lottery in town. The RMV here in Massachusetts has announced their annual low plate lottery, where there's a whole bunch of license plates with low numbers. Mm-hmm. Or letters, I guess you could say. Some of the ones available now are F1, 1H, 210, X25. So really memorable license plates.
I guess F1 might be good for like a storm chaser, because isn't that what they do like with tornadoes?
Right.
Like an F0, F1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, they only chase F1s. F3s,
well, sure,
they stay away from. But F1s.
Well, you got to be safe.
Sure, jeez. Sure.
Now, so, even though you go into the lottery to get one of these, mm-hmm. I think you still have to pay extra, right?
Just to change it, I think. I don't think you get the
vanity
plate fees.
I mean, just to change it, but vanities usually cost more, though, don't they?
Yeah,
now, but is this not technically a vanity?
It's not technically a vanity, I guess.
Okay.
They just say you have
to pay to change your plate. See, I'd always worry, too, that, you know, if there's a crime going on or something, like a hit and run, that somebody's going to remember your license plate when they ask, well, do you remember anything about the accident? You're like, well, I remember X25. Even though
if you were the one who did
if you were in the vicinity, okay. I'm saying.
If you were just around.
Yeah.
Because you often drive around you know, bank heists and stuff, right?
Sure. All the time, Lopez. It's all the time.
I'm always in the wrong place at the wrong time.
It's X25 again. So what about you, Dina? If you had your dream license plate or a smart license plate, like what would you pick if you wanted, you know, if you could pay for it for a vanity plate?
I might pick something that's more of a statement, like maybe BCK. No, like BCK OFF.
BCK.
Like, so
back
you're,
off.
Yeah, if you're driving too close, I'm giving you a message. Back off.
Wow.
Or I could, like you said, that would be a good one. Like I could do SHOE. Shoe something. Yeah.
Girl,
I wanted to say GRL, but that's
SHOLUV.
Too long. Oh, show. That's shoe
love.
That'd be show.
Shoe love. You only get six.
S-H-U-L-U-V.
There you go. You only get six letters, unfortunately.
Okay.
So
I know.
I saw one that I liked. It was it said sorry, eh? So that's seven letters, I think, though. It said sorry.
Is that a Canadian
and then
fleet?
E-H. So I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah, like in Canada. But still, it makes sense here. Sorry, I cut you off.
Interesting.
Hey.
Is there a Canadian?
That's what I like.
What
that
did
one.
You want?
I think he needs the sorry.
I think if you're smart, you do like love cops or something like that. So when you get pulled over, they're like, wow, I got support. This is awesome.
We're always worried about being involved in some crime. What do you do in your free time?
Well, I do crimes, you know, that I talk about on the radio. So
I'd be more curious to see what Lopez would have.
Yeah, what would yours be?
I don't know. I think I've always liked, you know, like ships from Star Trek. And so you know, Enterprise is probably too long.
TARDIS would fit, though.
Or Yoda.
TARDIS is a good one. Or NCC 17. Let's see. NCC 1701. No, that's too long. I guess just 1701D, because that's the Enterprise's call on the end of it. So, yeah, TARDIS is a good one, or some sort of call from like some sort of like DS9 for Deep Space Nine.
Yeah, but if they don't know that, they just think they don't know it's a vanity plate. Just looks like a normal plate.
So what? I'm not worried about being.
You just want to look at your car and go, awesome.
I don't care. I mean, there for the fans. It's there for the fans.
Yeah,
I'm not doing it for everyone to get it. I'm there for the people who love.
Well, it's going to frustrate me trying to figure it out, you know? I'm not going to like that. Driving.
You can get a vinyl window sticker and make life easy and not have to worry about keeping it to six letters or less and explain things.
People are going
to
pull you over. It's a topic of conversation, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. All right.
My license plate means...
So if you want to get involved with the lottery, look up the RMV's website to get into that so you can get X25 or F1.
Mm-hmm. Sure. If 210 is that important to you.
It's 94.7 WMAS and the Kellogg crew. 6:52. Beautiful today. Oh, awesome. Partly to mostly sunny, a high of 80. Time now for another Feel Good brought to you by the Tommy Carr Auto Group and Country Nissan. A story about a good Samaritan returning a wallet. An Air Force veteran lost his wallet, unfortunately. I guess him and his wife take daily walks along a beach there in Virginia. His name is A.G., and he comes back to find out that he lost his wallet. I guess he normally goes to the beach to pick up trash left in the sand, so doing a good deed.
Wow, love that.
Loses his wallet, comes back home, realizes he loses his wallet, starts canceling credit cards, and looks to get a new driver's license when on the phone, this guy named Ben calls him up, who found his wallet along the beach. So, yeah. So Ben did some research, found out his phone number, apparently, called him, and returned the wallet with the $400 that was in it included. So,
nice. So it looks like no one got to it before Ben.
Right, good. Exactly. And it's like people could take it. I mean, there's no cameras on the beach, right? It's like you could totally get away with it, but it's great. I think any one of us here would return a wallet with $400 in it. But you just never know. And what's cool is he offered him a reward, but he wouldn't take it. So the guy donates the $100 that he would have given to a reward to a nice St. Jude charity, which is great. Yeah.
Very cool.
Paying it forward.
This is all sorts of good news.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're making me feel good. No, you're making me feel good. Oh. Okay, I'm going to make everybody feel good.
I hope they hugged.
Where does it end? A COVID hug with plastic between. But
right, as long as they were both vaccinated, I hope they hugged.
Right, exactly. So that's good news, though. It's nice to know if you ever lost your wallet. There are good people out there. I would think most people, too. But this story just got better.
It's good that he made the charity donation because it was his way of still paying forward the good deed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why it's your feel good this hour. It's 6:54. It's the Kellogg Crew. It is 7:13 with the Kellogg Crew. Thank you so much for being here this morning. Beautiful day. No rain expected. Partly to mostly sunny and a high of 80. So hopefully you got a good night's sleep last night and weren't, disrupted by somebody who is snoring. There's a new snoring survey out. And, of course, I snore and Dina's guy snores as well. So
Dina, he does.
You hear about it every morning.
You're so cute. How you don't identify him by name because you think that helps.
Right. Yeah. His name, I think, is Gary. So you found some statistics on snoring, which are pretty interesting.
Well, yeah, let's just say interesting. That's a good word for it. Yeah. But just like I call them affirmations. they say that 83% of people either snore or live with someone who does. Hmm. Now, what do you do about it? A quarter of people will kick their partner to get them to stop snoring.
Uh-huh.
But 13% will argue with them, and 10% will break up with someone because of snoring.
Well, it's a big deal. I mean, think of the hours you have to listen to snoring.
Mm-hmm. Well, those are hours you should be sleeping. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, my wife actually one time, and I told you this before, I was snoring and she punched me in the back, dead center, like a hard punch. And the next day she didn't remember doing it, or at least she says she didn't remember doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But it hurt really bad. And it's not like I can stop snoring. Right? Mm-hmm. You just can't stop. If you think of it, you know, what are you going to do? Like your guy, what's he going to do, Dina? I mean, you could get like a CPAP machine if he medically needed it.
I have to say, my husband has taken steps to make sure that he can try to alleviate the snoring, and he does try, so I try not to get as mad at him. But you're right, there are times in the middle of the night where I'm on the attack, and right now, right now it's hard because, you know, I had surgery on my arm, right?
Uh-huh.
So I have to position myself a certain way, which means I can't move once I'm like that, and I can't access him.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing leg stretches, right? And now I can whack him with my leg.
Good.
Let's just say my left leg was very active last night.
And you ladies aren't normally violent. But for some reason, when you're not getting sleep with a snore, you become this monster who beat us up.
So blame her.
What about you, Lopez? Are you a snorer? I'm guessing you are a perfect sleeper.
I don't know about that. My wife has never said I snore. I mean, I talk sometimes and make little noises in my sleep, it seems like, but nothing that keeps her awake. Hmm. So, and I've heard her make any weird noises at night, but I don't know. So I think we're pretty good. But I mean, the study said 83% of people, if you go to our Facebook page, there are over 300 comments about what people do with the snore in their life. A lot of them involve hitting or a CPAP machine, but there's just a lot of stuff on there. So maybe if you're looking for some help, there might be some advice on there besides hitting.
Well, people are passionate about it. 300 comments? Wow, it hasn't been posted for a long time. So apparently it's an issue.
I'd also like to know how many of those comments are in all caps with multiple exclamation marks.
Mm-hmm. And who had time? Who was awake at the time because of a snore that had had time to comment on Facebook?
That's probably what it was.
Commenting.
Yeah, so snoring might have worked to our advantage this morning.
Always.
The Kellogg Crew returns now on 94.7 WMAS.
Here we go, the top five things you need to know. Usually some fun information. And we start off with number five. Some of the items, according to Depends, they did this poll. Some of the items we're embarrassed to buy. Okay. Hmm. Thought some of these were pretty interesting. Cold sore treatment, which I don't know why. I guess I know why, but still, shouldn't be embarrassing. diarrhea relief, hemorrhoid cream, head lice treatment. I've had to buy that for my daughter. It is kind of
it is kind of
embarrassing. And
why would you be embarrassed by that? I mean, that's something you, especially kids, need.
Yeah, you'd be embarrassed not to buy it. Yeah. You're like, you're not doing anything about it. And then,
thank goodness for self-checkout lanes.
Right, exactly. Unless it goes haywire. Like, we got to figure this one out. And bed bug spray. Luckily, never needed it. But again, it's good you're buying it.
Yes.
You're buying this stuff.
Yeah. Well, number four thing you need to know is if you're going to be watching the Olympics, those who are watching it have the most interest in swimming. Yeah, swimming is still the most popular Olympic sport.
Really?
And it's followed by artistic gymnastics, which I actually thought gymnastics would be number one.
Huh.
Hmm.
That's followed by diving, volleyball, beach volleyball, of course, and basketball. So those are your top five that people will be watching and following.
Interesting.
And with swimming, the reason why they shower in between is to keep their muscles loose. Learned that a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
Good to know.
I didn't even know they showered in between.
They do. All right. Number three on the list. This is something you need to know, ladies. No sweaty bra money. Apparently, there's a place over in Ireland who writes, due to increasing temperatures and for our own personal safety, we will not be accepting any bra money. So I guess with the soaring temperatures, you're not supposed to do this. I think it's a little gross. I mean, obviously a little gross. So you may want to think twice, ladies, about pulling it out, at least pre-pull it out so they don't see it.
Or you go to a place that doesn't care.
That's true.
You know what? That's discrimination. Then they shouldn't allow people to take it out of their socks either.
That's true.
That's grosser.
It's kind of nasty, especially if they keep it in the bottom of their socks.
That's tough.
Even worse.
Don't worry. I used my special cream. It's all good. Number two thing you need to know is if your dog's got a short snout, you might not want to let it out. Apparently, there are some dog breeds like French Bulldogs, Boxers, Boston Terriers, Pekingese, Chinese Pugs. When they have such a short snout, they could develop a condition that makes it really hard for them to breathe through their nose.
Oh.
So they are more prone to overheating. So when you're going to have a really hot day, you want to keep them mostly in the air conditioning, keep them out of direct sun and in temperatures below 80 degrees.
Yeah.
And make sure they don't overdo it. So like same rules apply to Kellogg, you know, keep them in the air conditioning, keep them in temperatures below 80
keep
degrees.
Me well fed, scratch my belly.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
And the most important thing you possibly ever need to know today is that Martha Jones is coming back to Doctor Who for one of their audio adventures. Now, I loved Martha Jones, the third series of Doctor Who when it came back. Basically, Martha Jones and the 10th Doctor, I had a crush and maybe still have a crush on both of them because they're both beautiful. So thankfully, she is coming back. Going to talk about the like the season finale when she was on Earth, well, in alternate Earth for a year. We don't really know what happened. Now we're going to hear some of those stories coming out later this year, and I'm very excited for that because the crush still lives on.
All right. It's good to know, Lopez.
Yes.
Does your wife know this?
Oh, she knows that I love both of them.
She does now. All right.
She knows.
Well, those are the top five things you need to know. If you want to relive any of them, you can check out our podcast. It's the Kellogg Crew When You Want To podcast, and we post it on our website at 947WMAS.com or on the Odyssey app.
Yes.
It's Pick Your Tickets Thursday. Coming up, your chance to pick some concert tickets. Everybody from Maroon 5 to Guns N' Roses, like Tammy chose earlier. Tammy from Greenfield won those tickets. Another chance to win your pairs. You pick your ticks coming up at 8:05.
Awesome.
Time now for another feel-good story brought to you by the Tommy Car Auto Group and Volvo Cars of Pioneer Valley. A woman lost her engagement ring at JFK Airport, but thanks to the TSA officers there, she now has it back.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, this couple, Amir and his wife, were traveling through New York City to catch a honeymoon flight to Guam when she noticed her ring was gone. The stone was missing from the ring.
Yeah, I guess the ring was there, but the stone fell out?
The important part.
Wow. Yes.
The expensive part. The whole thing's important, but the expensive part, yeah.
So they saw the diamond was gone, and she was crying hysterically, obviously, because she was upset that she lost the ring, which she just got. And so their flight took off, but TSA said, you know what, we're on the case. We'll keep an eye out for it. And about 5 hours after they left, they found the diamond. Somebody saw the diamond on the floor. the glittery thing, picked it up, knew she lost it, and then they reconnected once they got back from Guam. So
that's got to be hard to find. I mean, I don't know how big this diamond was from her ring, but I mean, they're not generally huge. So it's got to be hard to see, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it had good clarity and it was putting off a pretty decent sized sparkle.
Right. Mm. Like at Bradley, the sun comes through pretty good there, you know, through those huge windows, and you'll see the diamond light up. So,
you know what I did? Maybe this is what they did. This is what I did when we dropped like glass in the kitchen. I was on the floor, but I had a flashlight, and I put the flashlight on the floor. So when you like kind of move it around, it shines what you see in the flashlight. So maybe they did that. Maybe they took my cleaning maneuver for the diamond.
Well, you know, I can kind of relate to this too, because I proposed to my wife in Cancun. So when we went through the TSA checkpoint there, they were taking stuff out of my bag, and I told the woman, I said, there's a ring in there, so please don't take it out. So she didn't, but
and then you got arrested, and no,
no, probably not the strangest request they've ever had.
Right? Yeah, you know? People who have drugs in there, please kindly do not check it out.
Gladly, the diamond is back, and hopefully they got it set better.
Yeah, duct tape this time. Still duct taped on the outside.
Super glue.
Duct tape, too. It's a
not
seven.
Great clarity on duct tape.
It is 8:11 with the Kellogg crew. Partly to mostly sunny, a high of 80. Chris Kellogg along with Tina and Lopez. Time for our head-to-head. It's a very cool one, which we need this time of year. Our head-to-head this morning, pretty simple. Freezer pops. Wonderful or a waste?
See? Wow.
If you're on my team, you say it's a waste. For me, it's a waste of space in the freezer where you could put ice cream sandwiches.
Okay. For me, I say they're wonderful. You know, on a hot day, you're like, I just need something quick to cool down. And it's, you know, it's also good to double as an ice pack.
Oh, okay.
When you have like freezer pops.
All right, to keep you cool, just stick them under your armpits as well. But no, freezer pops always end up like somewhere hidden in the freezer if I have them. They'll be underneath steaks or something like that, way down, because they're just not popular. So I don't see why
they fall
you like
because
them so
they get,
much.
They get lost, that's all. They don't mean to be like stuffed in the back of the freezer. They just kind of get tucked away under there because they get pushed back by the other bullying foods. But I love grabbing a freeze pop and not even knowing really what flavor it is, because sometimes yellow could be lemon, or sometimes yellow could be piña colada.
I just don't like the texture of it in my mouth. And I'm sure a lot of people agree with me. Just
really?
It's just like ice shavings with just the flavor in there. It's just boring. All right. So if you think they're a waste of time, waste of your freezer space, you're on my team. You can let us know. Text Kellogg to 58099.
Or if you're on Team Dina, which is basically a wonderful little burst of frozen flavor. Yeah. You let us know.
All right. And remember, message and data rates may apply. It's the Kellogg crew with 94.7. All right.
Well, we got some comments on Facebook. Now, okay, so Chris Kellogg, Carmen said a waste. They don't taste
thank you.
Like anything.
A waste of and taste. I Aaron, like yeah. it. Yeah.
Aaron said a waste. I still got a lot from last summer. No one eats them. But then everyone else is on Dina's team. It is huge that people think they are wonderful.
No, these
on,
things.
On hot days, they think they are great.
No, again, there's probably a lot more people not admitting it or just on my team or were busy this morning because, again, they get stuck in the freezer, down in the crevices, and they're never, ever looked for again once they're lost. Because like ice cream sandwiches and other fudge popsicles and everything are much better.
Those are great, too, but these deserve to be in the same company as those. And I know, like Julie says, freeze pops are wonderful, but she says she refuses to buy anymore until all of the, quote, sad and forsaken yellow and orange ones get eaten and stop taking over my freezer.
Well, here's another thing, too, when it comes to freeze pops. When you eat them, they can crumble, and you have to catch them with your hands. Ice cream sandwich, it doesn't happen. When you're having a freeze pop, it breaks off sometimes. And then you have to catch it and, you know.
How are you eating them?
Yeah, do you, like, shove it all the way out? Do you, like, pull the whole tube out?
No, I just, I don't know. It's.
I got to teach you freezer pop etiquette. I mean, you're only supposed to squeeze, like, an inch out at a time and bite it off like that.
I think I'm talking more of the ones on the stick here.
Oh, no, no, that's a popsicle.
Different flavors and stuff like that. So
a
still.
Freezer pop comes in a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
You squeeze it out, you eat a little bit. And the very best part is when you have the melted leftovers at the bottom, like the bottom 3 inches of melted, like, leftover juice.
No.
And you drink
it.
That's the only reason I like them is I don't even freeze them. I just drink the juice.
That's cool.
And how come they sell them in.
Hardcore Lopez.
How come when you buy them, they're in fishnets a lot? Have you noticed that? You know what I'm talking about? The fishnets, Dina?
The mesh?
Yeah, the mesh.
Yes, the mesh bags, the plastic mesh bags.
Yeah.
I don't know why they come like that.
Were they captured at the sea or something?
In the wild, yeah. They're like trout.
They're mermaid treats. That's what they basically are.
That's it. You're right. Good point.
All right. Well, it seems Dina's winning this one, but it's not over. The day is not over. This goes on till 11:59.
We've got a tough comeback.
It's going to be a long day, Kellogg.
Now back to the Kellogg Crew with Chris Kellogg, Dina, and Lopez on 94.7 WMAS.
All right, time for today's conundrum. Let's see if you can figure this out as well.
Yeah, 35% of people enjoy buying traditional books because of this. What do you think it is?
This is easy.
You think so?
Oh, no, okay. I think it's simple. Go ahead, Dina.
I had a lot of reasons, but I'm going to pick. I love the smell of book pages, new book pages. I don't really like the smell of old ones, but like new ones. I love that new book smell.
I gotcha. That's interesting. But I think, 35% of people are buying these classic books so they can put
it. I didn't say that.
What did you say?
35% of people enjoy buying traditional books because of this.
Okay.
Not like ebooks.
Traditional. All right.
Traditional, like a paper book, you know, hardcover.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
It's still the same lines. Just so they look smart and they can put them in their bookshelf.
Aha.
Huh? That's a great answer,
that is a
right?
great answer.
Yes.
I'm going to give Kellogg the actual point today. It's just so they can proudly display them during Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
In the background. So, yeah, it's basically to look smart. So you have these books behind you. So you have actual books there. That's why they buy them. Not necessarily read them, just to have them on display for decoration.
If you're going to look smart, you have to kind of play up the being smart, too. So you really should talk about how great your books smell, too.
Yeah. And it's. Yeah,
and I opened it and read it. It smelled great.
And make sure the titles on the binder are like really large too. Like this book smells great, or something like that. You know, whatever book you're getting.
This book smells great. That's a good title for a book. I would actually
like that?
Buy that.
Mm-hmm. If it's too small, it's not worth it, right? It could be any kind of book.
Could be a terribly smelling book.
You know what you got to do is put the law library behind you. That'll make you look super smart and boring, but still.
I'm a super smart and boring person. Okay, that's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.